Well, all I knew as a young person was stage. I started doing musical theater when I was very young and thought that I would probably get a degree and teach acting or something. We didn't have anyone in my family who was in professional theater. But then I went overseas it was from a community theater production. It was a musical comedy review, but we were hired by the State Department to entertain for the GIs in Southeast Asia. So as soon as I graduated high school, I left for 3 months. We were doing shows up on the DMZ and on an atomic testing center called Johnston Island and Korea and Japan and Okinawa and all of that. And when I came back and started college, I ended up working with doing another community theater production, working with a woman who had been in New York on the in and off Broadway show. And she said, you know, you ought to go to New York and study. I mean, that's where all the good teachers are. And, you know, you ought to see what you can do. And I'd never thought about it before, but as soon as she said it, I thought, well, okay, that's what I'll do. So I went to New York. I told myself if I didn't, you know, if I wasn't earning a living by the time I was 25, I'd go back to school and get my degree. And all I knew was musical comedy, and all I knew was stage, and so I started auditioning for non-union musical comedies, you know, where you walk into a basement of a theater with another 350 women, and you sit there for maybe 6 or 7 hours and finally get up and sing the last 8 bars of If I Loved You, you know, or I Feel Pretty in those days. And so that led to my, you know, getting my equity card and doing stage. And it was just at the point where I had was doing Grease that I started to think, okay, now maybe it's time to explore other mediums. And the Tony nomination led to Norman Lear hearing about me and calling me in to audition for Maude, and they hired me, and suddenly I was in L.A., and that was where my life was. And then it was television.